प्रातस्मरामि हृदि संस्फुरदात्मतत्त्वं सच्चित्सुखं परमहंसगतिं तुरीयं यत्स्वप्नजागरसुषुप्तमवैति नित्यं तद्ब्रह्मनिष्कलमहं न च भूतसङ्गः विश्वं दर्पणदृश्यमाननगरी तुल्यं निजान्तर्गतम् पश्यन्नात्मनि मायया बहिरिवोद्भूतं यथा निद्रया यत्साक्षात् कुरुते प्रबोधसमये स्वात्मानमेवाद्वयं तस्मै हि श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमयिदं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये बीजस्यान्तरिवाङ्कुरो जगदिदं प्राङ्निर्विकल्पम् पुनः मायाकल्पितदेशकालकलना वैचित्र्यचित्रीकृतं मायावीव विजृम्भयत्यपि महा योगे वयस्वेच्छया तस्मै हि श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नम इदं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये नमयिदं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये I give myself to what is. It takes place when I give myself to what is. What is pervades, inspires, permeates, sustains, constitutes me. Namaha takes place. It's not an action. Namaha takes place. That is why idam namaha, not namami, idam namaha. Even namami will be the same. Idam namaha, it takes place. as I become aware of what is, Namaha takes place. I give myself to what is. Without thinking, see the meaning of these words. Hearing takes place. Your will is suspended. You don't need it now. You are aware of what is. What is happening now? The one who says these words is a conscious being. Words come from a conscious being. Words are heard by a conscious being. The hearer is given the capacity to hear. Ears are given intelligently put together. Hearing takes place because of the presence of the conscious being who is in the form of the laws that constitute the hearing, ears, mind, all that is given to make the hearing possible. Adhyatma. And it is governed by a law which is adibhuta. Both adhyatma, adibhuta, sound traveling, reaching your ears, adibhuta, are they separate from Ishvara, the conscious being, the adideva? Adibhuta, is it separate from adideva, the conscious being? the speaker speaking does this speaking on the part of speaker take place outside the law of speaking, the law of speaking. There is organ of speech, again intelligently put together, given the mind the capacity to think, the capacity to express, the faculty of expression, given word and its meaning, the connection, once established, it's again given. The speaker is a conscious being, given. The hearer is a conscious being, given. The law of hearing is again given. Adhyatma is given. Adhyatma of hearing, Adhyatma of speaking and hearing, given. Adhibhuta, given. The giver, the conscious being, all-knowing, is present in this hearing that takes place. Hearing takes place. Ishvara is the conscious being, all knowing, manifest in the form of what is, now what is Ishvara. Adhyatmam Adhibhutam, Adhidhaivam, all one. There is no all one. There is no separation. It is a separation within the whole being, hearer, speaker, pervaded. Both are pervaded by the presence of Ishvara in the form of the laws of hearing, in the form of all that goes in hearing, ears and so on. In the form of speech, organ of speech, all that goes in speaking. One conscious being whose presence is not to be sought. In every letter, word, sound spoken, I am aware of the presence. A, E, U. The presence of Ishvara. The presence of conscious being. Present in the law of utterance and sound. Sthanam. Prayatna, production of sound, A, Ye, Bha, Bhi. A, U, Ma, U, the presence of the conscious being, one, all, knowing conscious being, whose knowledge is manifest in the form of sukshma sthula prapancha, in the form of laws governing the constitution of every cell, biological order, every organ, its function, its malfunction, senses, their function, lack of efficiency in their functions, the minds, the memories, the conscious, the unconscious. Is there any corner where the presence of Ishvara is missing? Knowledge, ignorance, possibilities, are all given. Given is the giver. In dream, visualize. You're dreaming, imagine you're dreaming a world wherein you see a river flowing, mountains are there, birds, cows, horses, people, trees. They all admire the creation. It's your creation. Your knowledge is manifest in the form of mountains, river, trees, birds, people. In the dream, where are you? Do you have a location? Are you not the whole? Your presence is in the cell of every human being, every animal, every tree. There is no corner you are not. You are the whole. The individual human being in the dream should see this fact. For him, if there is a dream, it would be the same. Example for understanding you, Ishvara, for him. Knowledge, your knowledge is space, is time, is mountains, is river, is everything. Now, all knowledge of the conscious being, one conscious being, all knowledge is manifest in the form of you, in the form of you. Your body, the dermis, epidermis, everything in your body, liver, kidneys, heart, lungs, right and left brain, all outside. There is no outside for Ishvara. All knowledge, conscious being, manifesting in the form of orders, governing my speech, governing your hearing. The presence, the awareness of the presence is giving yourself to what is, giving yourself takes place, hearing takes place, giving yourself to what is, takes place. Namaha takes place. Giving yourself to what is, takes place. It takes place. Namaha. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare He Nath Narayana Vasudeva. Hearing takes place. He Nath Narayana Vasudeva. He Nath Narayana Vasudeva. He Nath Narayana, Narayana, He Nath Narayana, Vasudeva, Nath Narayana, Vasudeva. He Nath Narayana Vasudeva. Presence. One conscious being whose presence makes me speak, makes you hear. Wonder is the difference. One speaks, one hears. Presence is one. One conscious being. No antarala for this presence. There is no location, no gap between this speaking and hearing. He Nath Narayan Vasudeva Nath Narayan Vasudeva He Nath Narayan Vasudeva 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 Om 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 Shanti Shanti Shanti